Thank you, Peter. So well, let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. St. Januarius, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today we're on part 5 of the 6 steps. Now, step 1 that Our Lady teaches Luisa in the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom of the Divine Will, step 1 is, I sacrifice my human will in honor of you, my Creator, my God. Step 2, with Luisa, I empty myself of my human will to constitute the divine will as principle of life of my soul. Step 3, with Luisa, I decide with a firm resolution to no longer give life to my human will. Step 4, with Luisa, I give to you, my God, my human will as proof, giving my fiat and acceptance of your test. And today, we're going to focus on step 5. With Luisa, I make the sacrifice of living without my human will and bind it to the foot of the divine throne of God for my entire life without ever giving life to my human will. Now, a lot of people, when I hear them talk about giving up their human will, they said, well, I did that. I said a prayer and I gave up my human will. Well, Our Lady teaches Luisa that these 6 steps of giving up your human will is like the 6 days of creation. And it takes more than just your saying it. You've got to enter into how to do this. And this is why we've gone through these 6 steps of living in the divine will. And today we want to make the sacrifice. We talked about sacrifice in the first talk, living without my human will and binding it to the foot of the divine throne of God for my entire life. So that goes from the moment we are conceived, without ever giving life to my human will. And we want to repair and redo all the things that we have done separate from the divine will of God in our human will and our human misery. So today, this is what Our Lady teaches Luisa, and we're going to go into detail about what this is. The Virgin Mary in the Kingdom of the Divine Will, Day 5, the Queen of Heaven. I, your Mama, this is the Blessed Mother, taken by terror and even more by love for my Creator, swore to never do my human will. Okay, so this terror, she saw that all the problems of mankind were because of Adam's original sin. And Our Lady saw the horrible situation that we are living in. And she says, this is the terror, you know, but she says even more, by love for my Creator. So she loved God so much that when God presented to her her human will, she realized that she didn't want to do this. And she made the firm decision, and she showed Luisa these 6 steps of making this firm decision in order to never do your human will. So she says, and to be more sure and to better attest my sacrifice to the one God who had given me so many seas of graces and privileges, I, Mary, took my human will and bound it to the foot of the divine throne of God. In a continuous homage of love and of sacrifice, promising never to use my human will, not even for one instant of my life, but always that of God. So here we see this sacrifice that Our Lady did. Jesus says that no human has ever done this the way Our Lady did. This is why she was raised to be Mother and Queen of Heaven and Earth. She says, this is step 5, binding my human will to the foot of the divine throne of God in a continuous homage of love and of sacrifice, promising never to use my human will, not even for one instant of my life, but always living in the will of God, always that of God. So she says, I tell you that there is no sacrifice similar to mine. To sacrifice for one day, now yes, now no, is easy. And that's what we do. We're constantly falling in and out of the divine will by doing our own human will. And what is our own human will? That's worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, doubt, sin. It's to begin to live a life of misery. And what is our human will? To understand what our human will is, when you make a good confession, that's what you're confessing. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. And I want to make a firm purpose of amendment not to commit any sin again, to avoid the near occasions of sin. And so when we look at the confession that we make, hopefully, you know, often going to confession each week is a very, very positive thing, because every day before you go to bed, you should make an examination of conscience and a good act of contrition. Every day you're going to see how each and every one of us has fallen from living in the divine will and doing our own human will. And the symptoms are worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, doubting God's love for us, doubting what Jesus says to Louisa, to turn back to God by saying, tomorrow, I want to live a life like the Blessed Mother, not even for one instant for tomorrow, living in my human will anymore. So Louisa says this, Our Lady says this, to sacrifice oneself in every instant, in every act, even the very good that one wants to do for one's entire life without ever giving life to one's own human will is the sacrifice of sacrifices. It is the greatest proof that can be offered to God. It is the purest love for God, filtered through the divine will itself, that can be given to our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King, our Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit. We want to give this proof of this pure love to God. This sacrifice is so great. Listen to this is what Our Lady tells us, that God cannot ask anything more of the creature, nor can the soul find how to sacrifice more to her God, to her Creator. So what God is going to do is he's going to teach us through our Blessed Mother, through our Lord himself speaking to Louisa in the Book of Heaven, how to not give life to worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, doubting, and even sin, to be free of this. And I know that might sound strange, because nobody is living this yet. Nobody is free from sin. Our Lady was. All of us, even at the moment of death, you know, when the demons come at us to drag us into hell, to cause confusion and misery, we are not free. But Jesus says to Louisa that where Our Lady has gone with the assumption, where Our Lady has gone, we also are going to go. This is why the feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary on August 15th, he says, is the feast of the divine will. And every year we try to have a huge celebration. We just came back from Rome, Indiana, where Our Lady of America appeared to Sister Mary Ephraim. And there's a lot of prayer that needs to be done, because Our Lady says she's got great plans. This is what she says. This is what Our Lady of America said. She says, this is why I love Our Lady of America, because it goes hand in hand with the divine will. She says that the children of America will bring purity to the world. Now, the children of America, they're from every nation on earth. Every nation on earth is going to receive this gift of the divine will. This is God's plan. And, you know, it seems right now like it's very far away, but it's very close. It's very, very close to what our Lord and our Lady want for mankind. And so today we're going to focus on step five, and it's a glorious understanding that our Lord wants us to have for this great gift. So I make the sacrifice of living without my human will. Volume 6, 11, 16, 1903. Okay, so here Jesus is telling us this. My daughter, there is no sacrifice without denying oneself. Okay, so the first thing is not to do, to sacrifice. Again, remember the first talk. You know, I ask people, what does sacrifice mean? And they go, well, we promise God. And I said, no. A sacrifice is killing. That's what a sacrifice is. This is the ultimate sacrifice, Christ dying on the cross. It's a death. This is why when people say, we have great fellowship, we have great worship, true worship needs sacrifice. And that's why there's only two sacrifices on earth. One to the holy sacrifice of the Mass with Christ crucified. We are there at Calvary in an unbloody manner. And then there is the sacrifice to Lucifer. There's only two sacrifices on earth. And we can get into that later, but the sacrifice of abortion, you know, it's usually the firstborn that's sacrificed. And the evil one wants to be honored through the shedding of blood. This is where wars and all that stuff is. He is in charge of all of that. And Jesus wants us to enter into an era of peace where we recognize the true sacrifice, Jesus crucified. So there is no sacrifice without denying oneself. So what we want to do is we want to, this is why Lent is so important, and Fridays are so important, to offer a sacrifice throughout all of Lent, 40 days. 40 days is a powerful, this Lent is a 40 days of sacrifice. And again, it's not to kill yourself. It's not to, I have had people say, well, I'm not going to eat at all during Lent. And it's like, no, you follow what the church says, how to fast. But it's denying of the goods. You know, God wants to free us from the loves of the earth to enter into the loves of heaven. And so if you have a love for something, chocolate, you know, something like that, give it up. Sacrifice. Oh, no, I love chocolate. No, sacrifice. Learn to deny yourself. Learn to, and this is what Jesus is saying. There is no sacrifice without denying oneself. The sacrifice and denial of oneself gives rise to the most pure and perfect love. To give up the things of this earth for the things of heaven, the most pure and perfect love. And since sacrifice is sacred, again, this is sacred. This is why to have a crucifix in your house is so essential. To look at Christ crucified. When things go wrong for you and you get upset, it's because you haven't meditated enough on Christ crucified. You haven't meditated enough on what he did for us. And this is why the little children of the Holy Divine Will love to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We love to spend time looking at our Eucharistic Lord in the monstrance. You know, he, as Louisa taught us in right in the beginning of volume 25, after 40 years of being in bed in the Pious Association, that's where her room is in Corrado. She's now in the orphanage of St. Ana de Francia, St. Anthony's orphanage. And she says, finally, she says, I see you, Jesus, in the tabernacle. You become my prisoner, and I become your prisoner. And so what happens is she begins to teach us to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, especially in front of the monstrance, to look at Jesus, to look at God. And Jesus says, when you just look at me in the monstrance, he says, he says, I can divinize you more. See, the whole reason to be human in the divine will is to be in God's image and likeness, to share in divinity. This is what the priest says every day at Holy Mass. Our God wants us to enter into this life of being one with God, fused with God, as God originally planned with Adam. And since Adam did his human will, it took the Son of God, the Mother of God, to come to the earth. Why? So that they can redeem us. Jesus redeemed us. Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ at the foot of the cross. And now Jesus is saying, now I want to sanctify you. And if you look at Our Lady of Revelation in an approved apparition in Rome, what does Our Lady say? Our Lady says very, very clearly, she says to Bruno, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of this era. Now the new era that's coming, this era of sanctification, God wants us to get ready for. So Jesus says to Louisa, and since sacrifice is sacred, we have to understand that. When we offer something up to God, this is sacred. This is to God. It happens that it consecrates the soul to me in a sanctuary worthy of me to make of it my perpetual dwelling. This is what God did with Adam. This is the true life of Jesus. This is the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, which they gave to Louisa. So let the sacrifice work in you. Why? To render your soul and your body sacred, so that everything may be sacred in you, and everything consecrate, and consecrate everything to me. So we enter into this intimate relationship with our God, one with him, fused with him, as he teaches Louisa. So the beginning of step five, Jesus is showing us the sacrifice is to live without your human will, live without your misery. God wants us to use our free will to choose to live in God's holy divine will. We have a choice to live in our misery, our human will, or to live in God's holy divine will. So our free will at this point doesn't know what's good or bad. When Adam sinned and ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we don't know what's good. We don't know what's bad. That's why most people commit sin, because they think this is good for them. So what God is doing is God is teaching us. He's teaching us to use our human intellect, one of the three powers that God has given us, to begin to focus on the truth. And the truth is Jesus. So as you read this, as you study this, I like this one paragraph. To understand what sacrifice means, this is what God is asking. Begin to understand what it means. He says, so let sacrifice work in you to render your soul and body sacred. Now, the world tells us, get whatever you want from anybody you want as often as you want. No sacrifice. Don't have sacrifice. Get everything you can. And Jesus is saying no. He says sacrifice is sacred. We have to go back to the sacred. And again, this is the reason why you need a spiritual director. You know, go to your priest, you know, who should be your spiritual director, not a lay person. Go to your priest and ask him, Father, what do I do? The priest, it's like a homily. You know, you can get a lay person to give a homily, and it's good. It's nice. But it's not a homily. It's a talk. What is a homily? The priest is ordained. The deacon is ordained. The bishop is ordained. Why? To give this bread, give this life to the laity. And I know people say they want to Protestantize the divine will and say, well, there's no priest around, so we're going to do what we want. Jesus calls the divine will the sacrament of sacraments. You need a priest to do this. And I know that might be painful for people to hear, but it's the truth. This is what God is asking. So we continue. Volume 6, 9, 13, 1904. True donation is to keep one's human will sacrificed continuously to the one to whom it had already been given. And this is a martyrdom of continuous attentiveness that the soul does for God. See, it's not just now and then. It's continuous. The priest wears black because he's supposed to be dead to the world. The priest, again, this is important. It's essential. the laity is not supposed to take the place of the priest. The priest is not supposed to take the place of the laity. The office of priesthood, and this is why Jesus says to Louisa, I'm going to change the priesthood. I'm going to magnify the priesthood. He says it will be through the Holy Church that the divine will be given to the world. The one who will possess it more than anyone will be the vicar of Christ on earth, the Holy Father. Why? He already has the keys to the kingdom. And he says to Louisa, you must be the key. You must be the key. Why? That the Holy Father can use to open up the kingdom so that all the world will begin. Now you think about the Catholic Church. There's 7 billion people. 1 billion are Catholic. That's not pretty. That's not good. After 2,000 years. So Jesus says, I'm going to change everything. And it's not, he's going to purify everything. He's not going to destroy what he has done. He's not going to do that. He's going to magnify it. Just like Our Lady says, my soul magnifies the Lord. What would you say of a martyr who today offers himself to suffer any kind of pain and tomorrow draws back? Would you say that he did not have the true disposition for martyrdom and that one day or another he shall end up denying his faith? This is so true. So I, Jesus, say to the soul who does not let me do what I, God, please with her human will, but now gives it to me and now draws back. Daughter, this is what Jesus would say. Daughter, you are not disposed to sacrifice and martyr yourself for me because true martyrdom consists in continuity. You may call yourself resigned, conformed, but not a martyr. See, this is what Jesus is saying. I want you to begin to enter into this abundant life. And one day or another, you may end up withdrawing from me, reducing everything to a child's game. Therefore, be attentive. What does that mean? To me, it means read this, study this, put this into practice. Learn how to begin to sacrifice yourself. Therefore, be attentive and leave me the full freedom as God to do with you as I, God, best please. It's total surrender, total docility, total submission. This is the beauty of this gift of the divine will. It's to begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that they gave to Louisa. It's to begin to live this abundant life. Volume 14, 8, 12, 19, 22. Only sacrifice changes the nature of the human will. You see what Jesus is saying? Our nature is fallen. We don't know right from wrong. We don't know good or evil. We have to be taught that. Sacrifice changes the nature of the human will. So let's look at how do you sacrifice throughout the day? What do you do? I remember this one great priest friend of mine. He's thin as a rail. And I had dinner with him once and I said, number of times. And I said, Father, do you want another helping? And he goes, look at me. He goes, why do you think I'm so thin? And I went, I don't know why you're saying this, because I don't take seconds, he goes. And I look, well, that's obvious. And that's why I was saying, would you like something more to eat? Like what normal people would say. But here is a man who sacrificed. He always was focused on the things of heaven. I mean, a holy guy, a really holy man. But he was hilarious. He was very, very funny. He was great. I'll just leave it at that. Sacrifice is burning fire that melts and consumes. Do you see that? This is our cold, stony, lifeless heart. Sacrifice is a burning fire that melts and consumes. Sacrifice is sacred. Sacrifice has the virtue of consecrating the divine will in the human. Sacrifice is grace, and it is skillfully brushed, and with it, skillful brush, it impresses the divine form and features. So what is God doing? He's recreating us in his image and likeness. So again, sacrifice is necessary. What can you give up? What can you give up that you don't need? I mean, we are an addictive personality. That's basically us. We are addicted to food. We're addicted to drugs. We're addicted to alcohol. We're addicted to television. We're addicted to everything. And what Jesus says to Louisa is, learn to give things up. Learn to be hungry. You know, why? He says that hunger in you, now that's starvation. I'm not talking about starvation. The hunger that you have will be filled with a hunger for God. You will find more of a desire to want God when you deny yourself. And this is what's so great. Here is the reason for the increasing of your pains. Now, every one of us is suffering. Physical, spiritual, mental, emotional. Every one of us is suffering. Why? It's to long for God. It's to seek God. It's to search for God. See, God is hidden. I mean, the greatest gift that God has given to the Holy Church is himself in the tabernacle. And this is why John Paul II asked for every parish, he did this in the 80s, every parish to have Eucharistic adoration 24/7. Why? So that we can spend time in front of our Eucharistic Lord looking at God. Not reading a book, but looking at God, praising God, loving God, glorifying God. Why? That's heaven. You begin to fall in love with God by being in his presence. And this is what he says. He says, here is the reason for the increasing of your pains. These are the final brushstrokes that are needed in order to give the final extension and braiding of your human will with mine. So he's talking to Louisa, and this is what he says. The love of Jesus, the love of Mary, okay, two, and the love of Louisa are braided together. When you braid something together, you don't know which one is which after a while. And that's what God wants. He wants us to be fused with him. This is what he taught Louisa, and he's teaching us, so that we can be one with Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. This is what God is doing. He says, the pains that you're going through, the physical, spiritual, mental, emotional pains that you're going through are the final brushstrokes that are needed in order to give the final extension and braiding of your human will with mine. Volume 17, 6, 25, 19, 25. My Jesus is in my life. It seems to me that it takes complete sacrifice. Here's Louisa saying this. Complete sacrifice in order to do your divine will and to live in it. At first sight, it seems like nothing. But then when you practice it in the practice, it seems difficult. Not having a single breath of one's own human will, even in holy things, is good itself, but it seems to be too painful for the human nature. Okay, here, she's given us a truth. When you first start lifting weights, it's painful. It's painful. But as you begin to lift weights, you're again, the reason it's painful, you're ripping the muscle. And then you need time, you need the rest period for the muscle to repair. Why? So that you can lift more. So he says, even in holy things, it's good in itself, but it seems too painful for the human nature. The spiritual strength, the spiritual life is painful at first. I mean, kneeling. I mean, most people don't understand. Kneeling is for God. This is why God gave us our knees. The devil appeared once to one of the saints. I forgot which one it was. Without knees, I refuse, he said. I will not serve. I will not obey. Kneeling is for God. Just to begin to kneel is painful. To kneel on marble floors is even more painful. But again, what happens at that point is you're sacrificing ease to say to the Lord, you are my God. You deserve for me to kneel on marble floors for all eternity. For what I have done, what I have failed to do, and what you are calling me to. But God says, no. He says, just the desire to understand, you know, your life and what who God is essential. Again, our Lord is holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth. And this is why we genuflect in front of the Blessed Sacrament. But it's not a bounce off your knee. It's to say to him, you are my King, you're my Savior, you're my God, and I adore you. Therefore, shall souls never be able to come to living in your divine will with the complete sacrifice of everything? And Jesus, now listen to Jesus, my daughter, everything is understanding the great good that comes to the soul by doing my divine will. Okay, here's Jesus speaking. Everything is in understanding. Okay, use your human intellect. Understanding the great good that comes to a soul by doing my divine will. What the divine will is that wants this sacrifice, how this divine will does not adapt itself to mixing and living with a low, small, and infinite human will. It wants to render, listen to this, the acts of that soul who wants to live in my divine will, eternal, infinite, and divine. That's to go back to God's image and likeness. He says, it's not that the divine will wants this sacrifice, wants the divine will, does not adapt itself to mixing with misery, with worry, with fear, with anxiety, with complaints, with negativity. God can't do that. He says to Louisa, you must be peaceful, full of peace, and I will be there. If you're not full of peace, I can't be there. I will not mix with misery. I will not mix with living with a low, small, finite human will. I want, Jesus says, to render the acts of the soul, every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, every word, every deed, who wants, desires to live in my divine will, entering into the eternal, infinite, and divine life of God. This is what happens with this great gift. This is a new beginning for mankind. That's why Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, time has now come to an end. It's the end of this misery. It's to begin to live this abundant life. So Jesus knew this time that we're in. He knew what was coming. So what does he do? He gives us the book of heaven. And as we read the book of heaven, every day as you read, Jesus is speaking to you, teaching you, guiding you, drawing you ever closer to what? To live in the divine will, which will become eternal, infinite, and divine within the soul. To go back to where we were before the fall. That's what's coming. Volume 18, 7-1, 1927. My daughter, the greater a work is, the more good it must bring to the human family, and the many more heroic sacrifices are needed. So now Jesus is going to teach us why Louisa went to bed for, as Archbishop Piccieri said, 70 years without eating, drinking, or sleeping. Oh, she lived on the Holy Eucharist. There was a time when she didn't have the Holy Eucharist, even though she was given permission to have daily mass said in her room by Pope Leo XIII and Pope St. Pius X. She had permission to have daily mass in her room. He says to her, many more heroic sacrifices are needed for this great work that I, God, am giving to you, Louisa. So more good it will bring to the human family. More good is coming. God wins. Now, my daughter, the work of the kingdom of the divine fiat is the greatest work. Listen to this. To read the book of heaven, Jesus says, and put it into practice is the greatest work, while it holds hands with the work of redemption, because of the divine glory and the divine good and the divine sanctity it shall bring to creatures, it surpasses the very redemption. When people hear this, they go, how can it be better than redemption? Jesus says redemption was to get us ready for sanctification. Right now, we are living, just look at the world. It's filled with worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. Bloodshed all over the place. It shall bring to the creatures such greatness that it will surpass redemption. Okay, what does that mean? There's the time of creation of the Father. There's the time of redemption of the Son and with the Blessed Mother. And now the time of sanctification is coming. The time of the Holy Spirit. Now, the last prayer we prayed just before the talk was to the Holy Spirit. We pray for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's going to make the first Pentecost look like a drop in the bucket compared to what God is going to do with his second Pentecost. This is what Jesus really revealed to us through Pope St. John Paul II. Get ready for the third millennium, he says. Get ready for the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. What did John Paul say? Read what he says. It's just astonishing. Get ready to begin to live a new and divine way of holiness. That's what's coming. This is why great sacrifice, innumerable pains and sorrows, incessant prayers are needed. Therefore, I, God, had to choose a creature who voluntarily, this is Louisa, would accept the long sacrifice of many years of many different pains. And I, Jesus, shall make known to the children of my kingdom how much this kingdom of my divine will cost you, Louisa, and me and my mother, to make it so that all mankind might enter into this kingdom, giving them open ways from all points and in all manners so as to win them to come, listen to this, ways of light, ways of pain, ways of all manifestations and truths that I, God, have given to you, Louisa, in these writings. And I, God, shall show the incredible effort you, Louisa, made in writing and us in reading. Every time you see Jesus talking about Louisa's writings, he's also talking about us reading. We're not separate from Louisa unless we don't read. If we don't read this, then we're separate from Louisa. But Louisa took all this time and energy to write. Why? So that we would read it. So that nothing might be missing in order to let them find solid ground and safe ways to draw them with an invincible force. This is God. And to let them take possession, listen to this, of the kingdom of the supreme fiat. When the human generations have known all the knowledges, that means reading, studying, and putting this into practice, about the divine will, the great goods of my kingdom, and how Louisa, the one who impetrated the divine kingdom, suffered such long sacrifices, my knowledges and your sacrifices, Louisa, united together, shall be powerful magnets, irresistible spurs, incessant calls, penetrating light, deafening voices that make them deaf to all the other things of the earth. You see, he's freeing us from our addictions. We're going to be deaf to them. Why? The kingdom is coming. He's getting us ready for the kingdom. The fulfillment of the Our Father is, may your kingdom come on earth exactly the way it's in heaven. That's what's coming. The fulfillment of the only prayer that Jesus taught us is happening right now. God is doing this. All that we're doing is reading what he has predestined us to read, to study. He knows this is coming, and he has chosen us to live at this time, to begin to live this abundant life. He says this. Now I'll just read it again. United together shall be powerful magnets, incessant spurs, incessant calls, irresistible spurs, incessant calls, penetrating light, deafening voices that will make them deaf to all other things and shall leave them, listen to this, the hearing, the reading, to listening to the sweet teachings of the divine fiat of God, to accept a kingdom that was impetrated for them with so many sacrifices. Louisa impetrated this. She called this kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. Therefore, in order to form a great work, there is much to do. This is he's talking to us. Much to suffer. Everything is necessary. And what to you seems a pain of no significance for others, it may be a pitiful voice, such that moved by it, they shall recognize themselves as too ungrateful not to accept this great that is so good. This good that is so great at a cost, and it cost us, Jesus and Mary, so much, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, so much because of the fallen humanity, because of them. Therefore, Jesus says, let me do. That's the next book that's coming out. Let me do, Jesus says. He explains how God is going to do this. Why? St. Louis de Montfort talks about this. They'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done but what God has done for them. Great things are coming. Jesus says, therefore, let me do this. Leave me free to do what I, God, want. How glorious is this? Our God is asking us to begin to live this abundant life. This is what he's asking. Volume 25, 12-2, 1928. And then I have the great honor and the most beautiful conquest that I like the most, that is the human will, all sacrificed for me and the footstool of my divine will. So Jesus is saying, I as God have the great honor. I as God has the most beautiful conquest that I like the most. This is what I, God, like the most. That the human will is all sacrificed for me. I don't want to do my human will anymore. I don't want to worry, fear, be anxious, be miserable, be doubting. I don't want to sin anymore. This is the greatest, most beautiful conquest, Jesus says. And as a footstool of my divine will, and when you put this there, as Our Lady taught Louisa, this is glory for me. I could call it my most favorite tabernacle. Surrender to God, which I, God, so much delight that I would not exchange it for the Eucharistic tabernacles on earth, because in the Eucharistic tabernacles on earth, I am alone. Nor does the host give me a divine will as I find in you, Louisa, and the souls linked to you, Louisa, such that it bilocates itself while I have it with me. I also find it in you. So here Jesus is saying that finally, he's found souls that are with him, like in the tabernacle, but adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him. So we'll end there, and we'll be back in 15 minutes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.